When corn on the cob and sliced tomatoes begin to lose some of their early first admirers, the challenge is on. The homemaker's harvest starts with the first radish in the spring, gains momentum as the months roll by, and by late summer, the garden actually seems to be sassing us back with its teeming vegetables and fruits. Now, Travis, when a woman says later, she really means not ever. Now run along. There are plenty of fillies dying for you to waltz them into a stupor. Give me those napkins, quick.
Talking is one thing, but speaking is another, and there certainly is a world of difference between them.
Talking is just talking, see? Like between a certain two persons who have nothing else to do, and are just, sitting on the stoop, passing the time of day.
Oh, gosh, what did you ask about, officer? Oh, shoot, that's right. Let's see. I believe he went over there next to the farm. You know, they really do have one of the most delicious cheeses you could ever hope to eat. Oh, anywho.
Yeah, he never came back after that. What a shame.
Well, it's like when I had this garden party for my father's birthday, right? I put RSVP, because it was a sit-down dinner. But some people came that, like, did not RSVP.
From a tiny square hole in my dressing room, I could see all that went on behind the scenes, and could hear everything that was said on the stage.
In I step lively, chaps, no lagging. Keep your proper place in line. This ain't no bleeding picnic, you know, so just move along proper now.
Yorkshire is a lovely city, but as I say, do you see that cloud passing overhead? That means rain, that does, before the afternoon's out. No, it's not over yet this rainy season. I went down to the grove to look at the flowers, and they smelled so sweet. The reds and the purples bright against the green grass. It was perfect.
Wait till I tell you what I read in the papers, says I. I never heard anything like that in my life. It's not what you're thinking at all, I can assure you.
There were a lot of things that happened in those years that we don't like to talk about. But, eventually, they must see the light of day.
It would have been quite something if what I had said had really happened. There's an upsurge of interest in that kind of thing.
Bergen, Norway is home to an annual festival of arts, and it is not far from the home of the great composer Edvard Grieg, on a superb fjord, and it is worth taking a trip to see.
Le Preux, the historic restaurant, was unfortunately not known for its cuisine. But things have changed. There is a new chef, and the food is delicious, superb, and the decor is as sumptuous as it was when Victor Hugo and Mark Twain dined there.
No, it was great. He did the 360-degree rollover. It just shows that the darkest day dawns bright.